hell yeah. If I wanted to say it, yeah.
All right, what's going on, gang? So this one is called My Progress. And this song is really like a very generic me record of that time, where I was kind of, you know, you're a teenager, you're growing up, you got these feelings about this, these feelings about that, you want to be a real man, but you feel like a young person, you know. It was a very generic me versus, both of these verses. I'm talking over the first verse on this one, and then we'll play the second verse, and then at the end of the show, I'll let the whole song play in its entirety, like in the last 2 minutes of the show. About 3 minutes, 2:45 of the show. I'll let the whole track play. But I think the second verse is a lot more interesting than the first verse. Just because, like some of the styles I kicked in, you know, like my idea of wordplay at the time. I've never been that good at wordplay. I tinker around a little bit, but not a great deal. And this was, I think it was dope. Except for the choice in beat. And that's only because that brass. That was horrible brass. I thought it made it like boom bap and hip hop at the time, but it was horrible. Give me love, give me recognition, cause you recognize. While I represent respect, tradition, evil enterprise. For the rest of the life that you live, know that I remove sleazy wannabes, ignore a shape and size. The negativity of my most recent vibe is aggravating existence of those who live deceiving lives. So I make it a simple request. Dead in the path of my progress, relocate yourself or die. I point toward a dim star, glowing by the tide. Provide an Alex style, I never lower my supply. Don't ever try to ride a fight against the grain of violent guy like Mr. Kane. Double leg is twice as nice. Confidence in the dark while I'm stifled the light. Louder than Jay, silent as Bob, and right with the prize. Pirate of sea, traveling land, pilot of sky. But when I'm not behind the mic, I'm quiet and shy. If you slow down the process of my progress, I wish failure upon you and eventual death. May Satan take control of your spirit and your soul. If he doesn't already have it, keep your eye level low. If you slow down the process of my progress, I wish failure upon you and eventual death. May Satan take control of your spirit and your soul. If he doesn't already have it, keep your man.
Eye level low.
That hook is, that's what really made me think, like, wow, I was a really mean little shit. Like, to say, may Satan take control of your spirit and your soul. If he doesn't already have it, keep your eye level low. I wish failure upon you and eventual death. Like, just really, really rough, mean attitude. And I think that was, because, yeah, like, at that time that I was recording this, I was still on the books as a runaway from the foster care system. Like, if the police caught me up around that time and ran my name through a computer, you know, I would have had to go, like, to fucking juvie or go back in the system, really. I'd have to go back in the... So, I had to keep myself low, and I was an irritated young person. But then, let me look through this verse. Give me love, give me recognition, because you recognize, while I represent respect, tradition, evil enterprise. And that's because, you know, we had that old rap group, Evilistic Hustlers, when we were in grade 8. And some of grade 9. And with the rest of the life that you live, note that I remove sleazy one of the beasts, ignore shape and size. Like, that's just flowing, just spitting. Then here we go. The negativity of my most recent vibe is aggravating existence of those who live deceiving lives. Like, it's a 3-syllable rhyme, and it's also, it looks like there, at that age, at 17, and who knows, maybe earlier, I don't have any tracks from before then, but clearly, I was becoming disappointed with my species at that age, the aggravating existence of those who live deceiving lives, because I guess still, I was still naive, and thought maybe it's just small groups of my species that are kind of shitty, and it's not sort of a large-scale thing. And so I'm making a simple request. You stand in the path of my progress, relocate yourself or die. Oh shit, so I was already in favor of euthanizing people, but euthanizing people for my own personal progress, just for, like, get out of my way. What, and then here, a lot of style here going into the rest of the verse. I point toward a dim star going by the tide, providing Alex style, I'll never lower my supply. And I think that going by the tide and pointing toward a dim star, clearly I'm talking about like being on a boat, even though I'll never go on a boat, because that means you have to be on the water, and that's where I am quite the stereotype. I cannot swim, so no, but I've always thought pirates were really cool, and actually, I go on to mention, I say pirate in this verse. I say that in the bar right before the last bar. Yeah, because what, ever since, that movie Hook with Robin Williams, I've always thought pirates were the coolest fucking thing. So, yeah, I kind of mentioned that off of that, so point toward a dim star going by the tide, providing Alex style, I'll never lower my supply, Alex style, that's me. Don't ever try to rhyme. Yeah, this is where it gets funky because I'm mixing in the rhymes. I'm mixing in the long I sound, and I'm mixing that with the A sound. So you can hear it in there where I'm saying, I point toward a dim star going by the tide, providing Alex style, I never lower my supply. Don't ever try to ride or fight against the grain, the violent guy like Mr. Kane, double leg is twice as nice. You see? Like, I put in that against the grain, don't ever try to ride or fight against the grain, a violent guy like Mr. Kane, double A is twice as nice. Like, you're kind of mixing rhymes inside the rhymes. Like, I didn't have to put that extra rhyme in there, but as an MC, I put in that effort. That is my art. I like doing that. Confident through the dark while on sight with the light. Louder than Jay, silent as Bob, and right with the price. Yeah, that's the kind of shit that I write, and I'm really proud of it. Like, ooh, check me out making pop culture references and wordplay, check me out, you know. And I know there's other MCs that do that, like Smallzy, that are way the fuck better than me at doing that shit. And then the last two bars, pirate of sea, traveling land, pilot of sky. But when I'm not behind the mic, I'm quiet and shy. And it was a good line, good rhyme, but really not that shy. But just as presented earlier in the verse, just kind of becoming disappointed with my species and irritated and kind of just want to mind my own business. But not like I'm curled up in a corner afraid of other humans. And go ahead, let's go ahead and move into some regular old wine cellar. And you'll get to hear the song in its entirety at the end of the podcast. All right? So let's get to it. Play that opening music. All right, let's take a look at this memo that... I can't find a fucking link to the whole memo. And, what Eric Holder is, talking about here with, the marijuana laws with, Washington State and Colorado. The memo outlines 8 priorities for federal prosecutors enforcing marijuana laws. According to the guidance, the DOJ will still prosecute individuals or entities to prevent the distribution of marijuana to minors, revenue from the sale of marijuana from going to criminal enterprises, gangs, and cartels. Well, I mean, motherfucker, just go to the motherfuckers that are in the gangs and the cartels and get together with them and help them set up legitimate business so that they will be the ones selling it legit. They're already selling it. Have them sell it legitimately, motherfuckers. Ugh. The diversion of marijuana from states where it is legal under state law in some form to other states. Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's illegal in this other state. So, yeah, you don't want people taking it from Washington to Oregon thinking they're legit. But I say at the same time, don't give them fucking fed time. Don't put them in a federal pound-me-in-the-ass prison, if I may quote the film Office Space. state-authorized marijuana activity from being used as a cover or pretext for the trafficking of other illegal drugs or other illegal activity. Oh yeah, and I mean, talk to the people about that. I mean, the people will be, if you bring up that idea, the people will be like, yeah, huh, we should, yeah, fuck that, you know, like, fuck cocaine, let's chief on the reef, you know, or let's have some of these, what are they like, their edibles, their brownies and what have you. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, talk to the fucking people, man. Jesus Christ. You could talk straight to the fucking governors. The governors aren't chiefing, maybe they are. Talk to the people, man. The people will be down with that, but quit trying to go over their heads. That's fucking elitist, if you will. All right, of violence and the use of firearms in the cultivation and distribution of marijuana. Well, that just goes right back to the gangs. See, like, come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. You're not thinking hard enough here. Why are educated people that make way more money than me so fucking simple? Drugged driving and really? Come on, buddy. Think bigger thoughts than this. Drugged driving and the exacerbation of other adverse public health consequences associated with marijuana use. And I gotta tell you, that's one thing I hear a lot with simple folks that have only chiefed like four times in their life, or maybe just once, or never. They're always like, well, I don't want people driving on it. Let me tell you something, motherfucker. Every time you go on the road, you're driving amongst people that are driving while blazing, driving after they've blazed. And the main reason why is because it's illegal for them to blaze. So people aren't really chiefing on like a schedule, like with alcohol, like, hey, it's after 5 p.m., I can start having a beer, I'm chilling at home, I'm not doing anything else today. People would be, the culture would be like that with a reefer if it wasn't illegal. But since it's illegal, people are just like, ah, I'm going to smoke a joint on my lunch break and then go back to sit in my fucking cubicle and finish my shift. So then they're driving stoned back from their lunch break and shit. You know, so get it off the fucking federal laws, motherfucker. Ugh. Simple, simple, simple-minded, small thinking. Growing of marijuana on public lands and the attendant public safety and environmental dangers posed by marijuana production on public... What the fuck are you talking about? Environmental danger posed by marijuana production on public lands... You mean something that grows out of the planet naturally before humans started fucking with it and putting other humans in cages for the rest of their lives for fucking with it? That's gonna mess up the environment? Really? Really? Are you even talking to adults right now? Who the fuck are you talking to? Preventing marijuana possession or use on federal property. And again, small thinking. Who the fuck is gonna go smoke a joint at the fucking post office or at the police station? All right. Now there's what they call pushback. Let's try to find that pushback. Okay, it looks like I'm going to have to read this off the Huffington Post. I was sniffing around a bit. You can probably tell I just hit pause after my last couple of words and then just started clicking around trying to find the damn... the story on a, you know, on a site other than Huffington Post, just because they seem to be a little watered down and a bit partisan, it's not like I'm out there fucking interviewing people and doing the fucking work. I don't have my feet to the floor doing it. All right, off the Huffington Post, a broad coalition of law enforcement officers who have spent the past 3 decades waging an increasingly militarized drug war that has failed to reduce drug use doesn't want to give up the fight. They don't want to give up the salary. They don't want to give up being able to release their male aggression on black teenagers and some white teenagers, but that's more in meth-related areas, not really in marijuana. Organizations that include sheriffs, narcotics officers, and big city police chiefs slammed Attorney General Eric Holder in a joint letter Friday. Ooh, that joint letter part, that is a hyperlink, so let's go ahead and open that in new tab and turn off the fucking flash so it doesn't freeze my computer, and we'll read that right after this story. In a joint letter on Friday expressing extreme disappointment at his announcement that the Department of Justice would allow Colorado and Washington to implement state laws that legalized recreational marijuana for adults. Well, fuck all of you guys. Now, if there had been doubt about how meaningful Holder's move was, the fury reflected in the police response eliminates it. The role of law enforcement is traditionally understood to be limited to enforcing laws, but police organizations have become increasingly powerful political actors and lashed out at Holder for not consulting sufficiently before adopting the new policy. A quote from them, "It is unacceptable that the Department of Justice did not consult our organizations, whose members will be directly impacted, for meaningful input ahead of this important decision." The letter reads, "Our organizations were given notice just 30 minutes before the official announcement was made public and were not given the adequate forum ahead of time to express our concerns with the department's conclusion on this matter. Simply checking the box by alerting law enforcement officials right before a decision is announced is not enough and certainly does not show an understanding of the value of the federal, state, local, and tribal law enforcement partnerships they bring to the Department of Justice and the public safety discussion. Marijuana has jack shit to do with public safety, except for the fact that you're keeping it illegal, so there are gangs and cartels that make other people in the public unsafe. That's the extent of it." Small thinking. Well, really not small thinking. They're thinking about their big salaries. Alright, the missive was signed by the Major County Sheriffs Association, the National Sheriffs Association, the Association of State Criminal Investigative Agencies, the International Association of Chiefs of Police, the National Narcotics Officer, basically all the fucking cops. The cops of America said, "Fuck you, yellow man X. You high yellow nigger boy, don't do that shit to our salaries. We need money because bills exist." Keep in mind, what did I keep saying on my episode, Too Many Condoms, if you check the archives? Being a cop is not a public service, it's a job. And they only do this job because bills exist. If they didn't have bills, they wouldn't do this job where they have quotas. All right. Law enforcement, the police group said, becomes infinitely harder for our frontline men and women given the department's position. The Justice Department declined to respond. Local law enforcement agencies rely heavily on the drug war for funding. Police departments are often able to keep a large portion of the assets they seize during drug raids. Cash! Even if charges are never bought, the federal grants for drug war operations make up a sizable portion of local law enforcement funding. The letter warns that marijuana can cause suicidal thoughts. Here we go. Basically, the local letter says a bunch of bullshit. We'll read the letter in the next segment here. But you see, and this is this dumbass John Birch libertarian asshole thinking here, because don't tax me. That's that don't tax me attitude. But they still want to have fucking cops. So, let's keep this bullshit war on poor white folks and niggers with this war on drugs. And then let that be the way that we pay for having cops that might come if, like, there's spousal abuse or something like that where you need to call the police, right? So it's like if they take away this war on drugs, then they might have to tax these John Birch libertarian assholes to pay for their fucking
cops.
I'm on
the page with the letter that they wrote.
See?
Let's take a look at it.
Simple. Dear Attorney General Holder, on behalf of the undersigned National Law Enforcement Organizations, we write to express our extreme disappointment that the U.S. Department of Justice does not intend to challenge policies in Colorado or Washington that legalize the sale and recreational use of marijuana in contravention to federal law. Further, the department reiterated its intent to enforce the Federal Controlled Substances Act in 8 priority areas. However, there will be extremely difficult for federal, state, local, and tribal law enforcement agencies to enforce in practice given the recently approved referendums. As law enforcement officials, we are charged with enforcing the law and keeping our neighborhoods and communities safe, a task that becomes infinitely harder for our frontline men and women given the department's position. The decision by the department ignores connections between marijuana use and violent crime, the potential trafficking problems that could be created across state and local boundaries as a result of legalization and potential economic and social costs that could be incurred. Communities have been crippled by drug abuse and addiction, stifling economic productivity. Specifically, marijuana's harmful effects can include episodes of depression, suicidal thoughts, attention deficit issues, and marijuana has also been documented as a gateway to other drugs of abuse. Marijuana has had devastating effects in our communities. Yeah, right. With over 8,000 drug driving deaths a year, many of which involved marijuana use, data from Colorado demonstrate the consequences of relaxed marijuana policies that lead to increased use. Fatalities involving drivers testing positive for marijuana increased 114% between 2006 and 2011, you know, before it was legalized in 2012. Youth admissions into emergency rooms for marijuana-related incidents have also increased in Colorado from 2005 to 2008. The national average for ER admissions for marijuana-related incidents was 18%, while in Colorado it was 25% from 2009 to 2011, you know, before it was legalized in 2012. The national average increased to 19.6%, while in Colorado it rose to 28%. Additionally, the Department of Health and Human Services issued a report showing that for drug-related emergency room visits among youth aged 12 to 17, the leading drug involved in the incident was marijuana. In addition, officials have documented major increases in exports of marijuana from Colorado to other states between 2010 and 2012. As with many other drugs, marijuana can be directly tied to violent crime. As recently as May of 2013, directly tied to violent crime, you mean like when you keep it illegal so you have gangs and cartels that make other people in the public unsafe? Oh yeah, that way. As recently as May of 2013, the National Drug Control Policy released a report showing that marijuana is the most common drug found in systems of individuals arrested for criminal activity. ONDCP study found that 80% of the adult males arrested for crimes in Sacramento, California last year tested positive for at least one illegal drug. Marijuana was the most commonly detected drug found in 54% of those arrested. Similar results were found in other major cities such as Chicago, Atlanta, and New York, you know, where the Negroes are. The conclusion that can be drawn from these facts is that relaxed marijuana policies lead to clear and foreseeable negative consequences for communities and families. Furthermore, it is unacceptable that the Department of Justice did not consult our organizations, whose members will be directly impacted, you know, their salaries. For meaningful input ahead of this important decision, our organizations were given notice that just 13 minutes before the official announcement was made public, and were not given the adequate forum ahead of time to... Oh, this all this part was in the story. Let's run it down to the next paragraph.
Marijuana is illegal under federal law and should remain that way. While we certainly understand that discretion plays a role in decisions to prosecute individual cases, the failure of the Department of Justice to challenge state policies that clearly contradict federal law is both unacceptable and unprecedented. The failure of the federal government to act in this matter is an open invitation to other states to legalize marijuana in defiance of that law. That sentence was in bold because they don't want other states making it legit, because we need to put people in privatized prisons. We strongly encourage you to consider all the potential implications of the department's decision not to enforce federal law on marijuana sale and use in Colorado and Washington. The decision will undoubtedly have grave unintended consequences, including a reversal of the declining crime rates that we... Now, they just talked about how shit was going wrong earlier in the letter. Now they're saying we have declining crime rates. Fuck these guys. These fucking clowns. They care about their salaries, not you. Why? Because it's a job. All right, like when they say families will be devastated, they're talking about their own kids' college fund, because if they can't throw people in jail for having a little magic cigarette in the privacy of their own home, or if these cartels and gangs become legit small businesses and they can't throw them in boxes for life, then there's no reason to have them and to be paying them their salaries. So it's really devastating their easy lifestyle that has pretty much been running on the backs of blacks, Hispanics, and my blue-collar white folks out there. And they know it. They just don't say it. That's why, out of all the words, I think liar is one of the most important. Now let's play the track, My Progress.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.